So just to start with, how does the intrabeam system differ from other methods of intraoperative radiotherapy or brachytherapy? So brachytherapy in radiation oncology, we use to refer to a short-range, localized, often using a radioactive source. In the beginning, it was needles of radium from the first days of this field. More recently, we have automated systems, high-dose rate brachytherapy, which are often delivered in a theatre-like room, but away from the main operating theatres. And that has an energy in the high kilovoltage range, if you remember that for a moment. Intraoperative radiotherapy, there are two main methods. There's to use an electron linear accelerator, which is like a slightly scaled-down version of what we might have in a radiotherapy department, which accelerates electrons to a very high energy, megavoltage energy, down this big tube you can see here, and then that treats the area of the tumour bed that we want to look at. But wouldn't it be great if we could put those two together and we could have something that was very short range, a point source that we could place right in the middle of our cavity, but which we could also deliver during the operation? And that's why the intrabeam system, I think, is a good option, because it combines both of those modalities. It's a much lower energy, so we're talking a diagnostic kV kind of energy, 50 kilovolts, which means that from a protection point of view, you need less shielding in your walls, in your to protect your staff. It's compact, and also being an electronic X-ray source, you can switch it on and off, which has the advantage that when it's off, you don't need to worry that there's some contamination issue or there's any chance of it coming out of its shielded container.